Welcome back to another episode of Cool Baby Bible Stories with Z and C. I am Z, and with me is C.
What's up, kids? What's up?
Yeah, we are very excited to be with you guys on this Monday afternoon. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. And if you are new, welcome to the family.
The fam bam.
The fam bam.
Bam, 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 bam. Yeah.
Last week we spoke about the story of Esau and Jacob and just how Jacob ended up leaving his home to live with his uncle, and he worked for his uncle, and his uncle was very, very dishonest, just like Jacob, but that's not the point. But like he robbed his nephew all the time, and his nephew worked hard for him, you know. So let's just continue from where we left off last week. So we know that Laban took what belonged to Jacob. So they had a deal that Jacob's sheep would be black, speckled, and spotted, and then Laban ended up taking that and giving it to his sons. Alright? So Laban took what belonged to Jacob, and he was tired of his father-in-law always being dishonest, and so he decided to leave with his family. And the next morning, Jacob left with his wives, children, and all his belongings. He traveled towards Canaan. Now, obviously, Laban realized that they were gone, but when he saw that Jacob also took the sheep, Laban was very furious and decided to follow Jacob. Mind you, he took Jacob's thing, so I don't get it. But anyways, he followed him for 7 days straight, and on the 7th night, he received a message from God himself.
Should not touch Jacob or say any unkind words to him.
Yes, my lord. Please, please, forgive me.
After a few days, Laban caught up with Jacob, but Laban remembered God's warning, and he was afraid of harming Jacob.
You thought you could escape from me and my sons.
I was not trying to escape. All you had was a few skinny goats. All that you have earned is because of my hard work.
Don't start, Jacob. I could have killed you if the Lord had not stopped me.
At least now you know there is a God to protect the weak.
All right.
Now that you know that God is with us, let's make a treaty today. A treaty that you will never cross this monument to harm us.
I will never want to see you ever again. This I promise you. I swear by the name of the Lord.
Laban went back after making the promise to Jacob, and Jacob continued his journey to Canaan. Jacob then sent a messenger to Esau to inform him upon his arrival. But when he returned, when the messenger returned, he had some bad news to share.
Master, master, Esau has sent an army of 400 men against you. What shall we do?
400 men? Okay, let's divide the flock into two groups, and the family will travel accordingly. So if Esau attacks one of the group, then the others can escape.
That night, Jacob prayed to God, thanking him and praising him for his hand over his family since he left his father's house. He also begged God to intervene and stop Esau from attacking him and his family. And that night, Jacob wrestled with God.
Not let you go.
You will no longer be called Jacob. You will now be known as Israel, the one who wrestled with God and prevailed.
I've seen God face to face, and yet I live. My leg hurts, but I'm ready for Esau. Ready for anything in this world. Don't be afraid, my love.
I'm not afraid. I have you.
Jacob! Long time, long see, brother! Where were you? Esau! Haha! Don't worry about the past. Come, meet my family. Beautiful! And all these animals, are they yours? Yes, you must take some as my gift to you. No. I just want my brother. Let's go home.
And so Jacob returned to the land of Canaan and made peace with Esau. All right, kids, that is the end of the story for today. But don't worry, next week we'll be back with another story. But before we end this episode, we're going to go into a quick quiz with C.
Hello, hello, kids. Welcome back. And I hope we were all listening attentively to that great and awesome story of two brothers who came together and made peace. What is the world without peace, kids? So I'm about to make sure that you'll also have peace knowing that y'all are clever, because we are about to answer these awesome questions. So here we go. I hope we were all listening and we all know the answers. So, question number one. How many sons did Jacob have? The answer is 12 sons and a daughter. I hope you got that right. I hope you got it right. But I believe in you. You did. Yes, yes, I know. Question number two. What's the meaning of the name Israel? The answer is the one who wrestled with God and prevailed. And I know that you got that one right. Yes, I know. Okay, so this is the very last question. What is the message that you get from the story of Jacob? And the answer is, it teaches us that God always protects and looks after the weak. And it teaches that it is important to go back home to your family to make right. It's either your brother, your mother, whoever it may be, you know what I mean? And that is the end of the quiz.
Hope you enjoyed that little quiz that we just did with C. Also, now we know why the story is called the story of Israel today, because Jacob's name changed. God changed his name. We could have made it the story of Jacob, but because his name changed, we want to respect that. So the story of Jacob. Anyways, that's just a side note, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. Bye-bye.
Hey kids, don't forget to come back for more Bible stories every single week. Little Mommy